The following shiur has been presented by Rav Mordechai HaKoyen Kaster, Mechaber Sefer Gvuras Akiva, and has been brought to you by the Beis Chabad Halacha Center.
Our Gemara tells us that it is usher to sell a Sefer Torah, even to sell an old Sefer Torah in order to buy a new Sefer Torah. One might have thought that in this case, where it's an upgrade, you are getting a better Sefer Torah, it will be mutter. Says the Gemara, you are not allowed to do so. You are not allowed to sell a Sefer Torah. And the Shulchan Aruch in Aruch Chaim Siman Kuf Nun Gimel brings the first sheet to that hold that this that is offered to sell a Sefer Torah is talking about a Sefer Torah that was dedicated to the Rabbim, to the Tzibur. That is where there is an Isser. But if a person has a private Sefer Torah, it belongs to a Yachid, then you are allowed to sell it for whatever you want. That is the first Shita that is brought in the Shulchan Aruch. He then brings the second Shita that holds no, that there's no difference between a Yachid and a Rabbin, and so just like there's an Issa to sell a Sefer Torah that belongs to the Rabbin, so too if it belongs to the Yachid, unless you're selling it in order to learn or to marry an Isha. These are the two shittas that the Shulchan Aruch, Aruch Chaim, Reish Nun Gimel bring. The problem is that if you look in Yeredeya, Siman Ayin Reish, there he just says it is also to sell a Sefer Torah. He doesn't bring the two shittas. And the Mishnah Berurah, bringing the Magen Avraham, says that the answer to this theory, why in Aruch Chaim he brings two shittas and in Yeredeya he only brings one, the part of the Torah is because in Yeredeya he's talking about a rabbin. It's talking about a Sefer type of rabbin, and therefore that's why he says it's Aser. It's only Aruch Chaim where he is discussing the Sefer Torah of a Yachid. That is where there's a machlokes, the two shittas, are you allowed to sell it or not? So this is the halacha. If it's a rabbin, you're not allowed to sell it. If it belongs to Yachid, then there's a machlokes, two shittas in the Shulchan Aruch. Now, this halacha of when you are and when you are not allowed to sell a Sefer Torah, at first glance would seem, doesn't have too much access to us, it's not very nageya, it's not very applicable to the regular person. After all, a regular person does not own a Sefer Torah, and therefore one would think that these laws don't have a connection to him. But the problem is, if you look in Yeredeya in Siman Ayin Reish, the previously mentioned Shulchan Aruch, there he brings the famous Shitas HaRosh, that who holds that even though the Torah says there is a chiyuv on every person to write a Sefer Torah, Bizman Hazeh, in our times, where the way we learn is not from the actual Sefer Torah, rather we learn from Svarim, therefore the mitzvah to write a Sefer Torah could be accomplished not by writing an actual Sefer Torah, but even if you just write Svarim, because since we learn with Svarim, if you will write them or you will buy Svarim, therefore you give yourself the opportunity to learn, that would be a key of the mitzvah of writing a Sefer Torah. And obviously this seems to be a tremendous kula. Before the Shitas HaRosh, we would have thought that every person in Klal Yisrael has the key to write a Sefer Torah. Obviously a very expensive undertaking, tens and tens of thousands of dollars. But now that we have the Shitas HaRosh that tells us that you are Mekayim, write the Chiyuv to write a Sefer Torah merely by buying Svarim, that turns out to be a very big kula. But on the flip side, there is a Chumrah, because if he's equating the halakhas of Sefer Torah to Svarim, and therefore the Shulchan Aruch brings from this Rosh that the same way that is usher to sell a Sefer Torah, it is usher to sell Svarim as well. And therefore comes out of Gevaldik Chumrah that if you have Svarim, you are not allowed to sell them, the same way you are not allowed to sell a Sefer Torah. And the question is, the Halacha L'maisa, are we really nice this way? Is this what the common practice is, not to sell Svarim? Because it definitely does seem that we do sell Svarim, and the question is, how are we going to reconcile the Minhag HaOlam that everybody sells this Svarim with this that the Shulchan Aruch says that you can't, because Sfarim, Bizman Hazeh, has the status of a Sefer Torah that you are not allowed to sell. And Nafkmina, that's brought in many of the Peskim, is by a Bar Mitzvah Bacher. A Bar Mitzvah Bacher gets Sfarim from many different people, and very often it happens that he gets many copies of one Sefer, a Rekiva Eger, a Shev Shmeitzah, a Shagis Aryeh. So if a Bar Mitzvah Bacher gets 10 copies of a Shagis Aryeh, what is he supposed to do if we say he is not allowed to sell it? Does that really mean that he has to get stuck with 10 different copies, which for him would seem to be a waste, because after all, although the Shagis Aryeh is definitely a very chashuv sefer, there really is no point in having more than one copy. So for this Ayla, there are those who want to say that by Bar Mitzvah Bacher specifically, it's not going to be a problem, because the Mishnah Berurah brings that if a person will buy a sefer or a sefer Torah in order to sell it, Mitzchila, in the beginning when he bought it, it wasn't to keep, it was to sell it. In such a case, you definitely would be allowed to sell it. So a Bar Mitzvah Bacher, when he gets these presents, he knows, the people who are giving him the presents know, that if a Mitzvah Bacher gets many different Sfarim, obviously it's impossible to keep track of who gives who. Therefore, it's very likely that he will be getting more than one copy of a particular Sefer. So therefore, it's as if he was kind of the Sefer Amanas to sell it, not necessarily, but if he would get a copy, it's as if he had in mind that he would sell it, and therefore buy a Bar Mitzvah Bacher, it would not be a problem based on this Mishnah Berurah, that even by a Sefer Torah, if you buy it in order to sell it, it's not going to be a problem. But we still have to know by a regular person, if a person has a Sefer, for whatever reason he wants to sell it, is he allowed to sell it or not? So if you look in there in Yeredeya, in the Halakha, Ayin Reish, where the Shulchan Aruch equates the Halakhas of Sefer Torah to our Sfarim, Bizman Hazeh, the Pesachei Tshuva brings this Halakha, and he says that although we find many people who sell Sfarim, they are not makbid on this Halakha, says the Pesachei Tshuva, the reason is because they are Seimech on the Sfarim Flamaisha. That the Sfarim Flamaisha gives us Sfar why we are allowed to sell Sfarim. And he says that this that Rabbeinu Menayach writes, that the issue to sell is Dafka Sefer Torah HaSulil Rabbim, a Sefer Torah that's meant for the Rabbim. But Svarim that belongs to Yechidim, that you could sell. Says the Sfarim Moshe, that's the incorrect Girsa. It's not Avol Sefer Yechidim. The correct Girsa is Svarim Acherim. That meaning, it's also to sell Sefer Torah, Avol Svarim Acherim. Other Sfarim you are allowed to sell. In other words, he has from the Bein Menayach, one of the Rishonim, who writes that you are allowed to sell other Sfarim. And the reason that he gives is because if you have a Sefer, you sell it. Is that a pagam in this Kedusha? He says no, because even if you sell it, the Sefer remains the Sefer. There's no loss of Kedusha, and that's why it's not going to be a problem. And it's just by a Sefer Torah, because if a person sells a Sefer Torah, it's possible that the Lokeach will cut it up into klapim, he'll untie the sheets of the Sefer Torah together, the klap, which is made up of individual sheets. It could be that the buyer is going to undo them, he'll use each sheet by itself, therefore it will be considered a downgrade in the Kedusha. Before he had a complete Sefer Torah, now the Lokeach, the buyer, is making it into several different parts. That's a downgrade, and that's why it's Asur. But by regular Sfarim, says the Sfarim Shlomaisha, based on his Girsa in the Rebbeinu Menayach, regular Sfarim you could sell, because if you sell a Sefer, you know with all certainty that the Lekeach is not tearing it to pieces, he's not making it into two separate Sfarim. The Kedusha stays, the Sefer remains the same, and therefore that's why he holds it's not going to be a problem. And that will be another hetzer, that according to the Tzaris Lamaisha, you are allowed to sell Sfarim. The problem is that even though the Pesachei Tshuva brings that the Olam is Seimach on the Tzaris Lamaisha, Lemaise, if you look in the Magen Avraham, in the Mishneh Brura, and others that bring this halacha in Aruch Chaim Kufman Gimel, they discuss that Svarim are similar to Sefer Torah based on the Shulchan Aruch, and they don't bring the Tzaras Lemaise. So it would seem from the Magen Avraham, the Mishneh Brura, and other Peskim who deal with the question, are you allowed to sell Svarim or not, and they leave out the Tzaras Lemaise, they don't pass him like the Tzaras Lemaise, and even though the Pitchei Tshuva brings that to Eilam HaSeimich, we have to know that Halach Lemaise, could he be Seimich on this Pitchei Tshuva if the Peskim don't seem to agree with it. And then, so in the question, if a private person has Svarim that he would like to sell, so he said, according to Tzaras Lemaise, you can sell any Svarim, because it's not similar to a Sefer Torah. We said, but according to Magen Avraham and the Mishneh Brura, it seems not that way. According to them, it's totally in 2 days in the Shulchan Aruch. In the Shulchan Aruch, in Aruch Chaim, where it says, shall yechidim, the first day you hold, you are allowed to sell it. The second day you hold, you are not allowed to sell it. So perhaps one could say that you would be allowed to sell it because it's a sake, meaning we just brought from the Tzaras Lemaise that you are allowed to sell all Svarim. We say from our sugya in Aruch Chaim, Mishneh Brura, Magen Avraham, it seems to apply not like the Tzaras Lemaise, but we are still left with 2 days in the Shulchan Aruch. Even by a Sefer Torah, the Shulchan Aruch holds in the first sheet, so you are allowed to sell. So perhaps, even though we would not want to be makel, because after all, it's a machlokes in the Shulchan Aruch, that could be only by the Sefer Torah itself. But by Svarim, we have another reason to be makel, like the Tzaras Lemaise, perhaps we could be makel with these two Svarim combined. Number one, the first Shita in the Shulchan Aruch that says it's Mutter, even by Sefer Torah, and the Tzaras Lemaise who holds that all Svarim are going to be Mutter. Now, if a person has many copies of a particular Sefer, not like about Mr. Bakr. About Mr. Bakr, who has many copies, we said is allowed to sell. Because when he first got all of his Svarim, he knew that there's a high probability that he will get multiple copies. And therefore, that's it. He was claiming them on Manas to sell them. But let's say you have a regular person. For whatever reason, he happens to get a duplicate copy of a Sefer he has already. Is he allowed to sell it? So he already said several reasons why he would be, based on the Tzaras Lemaise and the first Shita of the Shulchan Aruch. But Ramesha and the Igros Meisha, Aruch Chaim Chil Dalad Simon Ayin Beis, gives another reason why it would be mutter to sell it. And it's fascinating because the place that Ramesha talks about the Shaila is in Hilchos Muksa. And his Shaila is as follows. You have a Sefer Torah, somebody puts a Dvar Muksa on top of the Sefer Torah, and now the person takes off the Dvar Muksa. The question is, does the Sefer Torah become Muksa, Machmas, the Issur of Basis? We know that if you have an object that's not Muksa, but you put another object on top of it that is Muksa, since the bottom object is serving as a base, it's a holder for the Dvar Muksa, that bottom object turns into something that we call a basis, and therefore even if you will remove the top object, the bottom object, the basis, remains muksa. The question was, what happens if you put a muksa chepet object on top of the Sefer Torah? Can a Sefer Torah turn into a basis or not? So this Ramesha wants to say that it cannot. And the reason is as follows. He wants to say, why is it usher to sell a Sefer Torah? Now there are two possibilities. Either because you need a Sefer Torah to learn from, or even without that reason, you can't sell a Sefer Torah because a Sefer Torah has Kedusha. Says Rav Moshe, it has to be the second reason as well. It can't just be because you need a Sefer Torah to learn from. It has to be that the Kedusha of the Sefer Torah is what prevents you from selling it, because if not, how do you explain the halacha that you are not allowed to sell a Sefer Torah even if you have another one? You have two Sefer Torah. So if you, the whole reason why you can't sell a Sefer Torah is because you need a Sefer Torah to learn from, well, in this case, where you have another Sefer Torah, why can't you sell it? Says the Moshe, it's obvious that the reason why you can't sell a Sefer Torah is because it has Kedusha. And therefore, even if you have another Sefer Torah, it won't make a difference. Says the Moshe, we know in Hilchos Basis, if I put an object that's mukta on top of somebody else's object, the bottom object does not become a basis. And the reason is because a person cannot answer a davar she'enoi shalai. I can answer somebody else's chepet. And therefore, even if I put a davar mukta on top of your chepet, it doesn't turn into a basis. Says the Moshe, the bailus, the ownership of a kedusha, something that has kedusha, cannot turn into a basis. Your ownership does not include being mevazeh the Sefer Torah. If a Sefer Torah would be considered a basis, a mere base for something else, that's a terrible bazillion. A Sefer Torah should be a holder. So says the Moshe, the kedusha doesn't allow you to do that. The same way you can't answer somebody else's chesed, so too the kedusha won't allow you to answer the chesed, even if it belongs to you. Ownership doesn't allow you to do everything. And there, and he Moshe says, and we see this from the fact that you can't sell a Sefer Torah. You own the Sefer Torah, so why can't you sell it? Says the Moshe, the kedusha stops it. So the same way the kedusha doesn't allow you to sell a Sefer Torah, so too a kedusha does not allow you to turn the Sefer Torah into a basis. Says the Moshe, this is all true by a Sefer Torah. But what is the halacha by other svarim? We know according to the Rush, you cannot sell other svarim. Why not? Is it because of the kedusha, or is it just because you need svarim to learn? Says the Moshe, it's obvious it's not because of the Kedusha. How do I know it's not because of the Kedusha? Because where does the Isser of selling other Sfarim come from? It stood out that the same way you can't sell a Sefer Torah, you cannot sell Sfarim. But wait a second. If the reason why you can't sell other Sfarim is because of the Kedusha, how could you learn that out from a Sefer Torah? What has more Kedusha? A Sefer Torah or other Sfarim? Obviously, a Sefer Torah has more Kedusha, so perhaps that is the reason why you can't sell Sefer Torah, because so much Kedusha. What is the proof from there that you can't sell other Sfarim? If other Sfarim have less Kedusha, perhaps you could. You can't sell Sefer Torah. Answer is very simple, because a Sefer Torah has more Kedusha. Says Rav Moshe, if there is going to be a limud, if you're going to learn out Sfarim from a Sefer Torah, the reason has to be because in addition to the kedusha of a Sefer Torah that prevents you from selling it, there is another reason why you can't sell a Sefer Torah, and that's because you need it to learn from. And so there, says the Moshe, you can make a good connection to other Svarim. If we see that by a Sefer Torah, that's where you learn from. You can't sell it. Why can't you sell it? Because you need a Sefer Torah to learn from, then so too Svarim as well. If you learn from Sfarim, then obviously you can't sell it. The same way we don't allow you to sell a Sefer Torah, not just because it has Kedusha like we said before, but because we understand you need to learn. And therefore, if you learn out of a Sefer Torah, you can't sell it. So then it's a very good limud. It makes a lot of sense how you can learn out of other Sfarim. Because just if nowadays you learn out of other Sfarim, then you can't sell them because you need to learn, and therefore if you learn out of Sfarim, then you have to have them, and that's why you can't sell them. That is the Moshe Gavalnik. If it's really true like we're saying, that the reason why you can't sell other Sfarim is not because of the Kedusha, but rather it's just because a practical consideration that you need the Sfarim to learn from, says the Moshe, it's a Davar Pashut. If you have two copies, then you definitely would be allowed to sell it. Because if you have another copy, you would be allowed to sell your Sfarim because you could still learn from the other Sefer. So, halacha l'maisa, if a person has two copies of a Sefer, then it would seem it's never pashut that you would be allowed to sell it. Why? Because you have a Moshe, you have two deis in the Sukkot Aruch, and you have a Tveris Maisa, so that would seem to be a very easy psak, that you would be able to sell your duplicate sefer. The question that still has to be answered, l'halakha l'maisa, if for whatever reason you have a sefer that you want to sell, would you be allowed to sell it or not? So again, according to the Tveris Maisa, you would be allowed to sell it. But according to the way the Mishnah Berurah and the Magen Avraham learned, that there is a connection between Svarim and the Sefer Torah, and the Shulchan Aruch in Reish Nun Gimel brings 2 days, it's a machlokes, so the issue of selling your Sefer would depend on this machlokes in the Shulchan Aruch, and we have to know, can you rely on what we said before, that in addition to the fact that it's a suffix, it's a machlokes if you're allowed to sell Svarim of a Yachid, like we said in the Shulchan Aruch, perhaps you could add on to it the Tveris L'maisa and combine the Tveris L'maisa with the two sheets of the Shulchan Aruch. Obviously, L'alach L'maisa, everybody has to ask the Shaila, but what we could leave off with is that, as the Pitchei Tshuva says in Yeredeya, the Minan Ka'olam was to sell Svarim, they were in Makbid, and that definitely does seem to be the Minog that most people never even heard of the Isser of selling Svarim, and most people definitely do sell Svarim and buy Svarim. If it's the only copy, or if it's definitely if it's a duplicate copy, but in the world of Halacha L'maisa, this does not seem to be a problem. But again, we don't want to give up sack, and Halacha L'maisa, everybody should ask the Rav what to do.
The Daf Yomi Halacha series has been brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center. To sign up for the Halacha Center's weekly interactive e-journal, please email subscribe to info@thehalachacenter.org.